Samuel L. Bronkowitz presents...
Is your website purdy?
Mind your business!
Does it work right?
Mind your business!
Can people find it?
Say it! Say it!
Mind your business!
If you answered no, or kinda, to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to the Mind Your Business podcast, presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design. This week we got a special guest, lead developer Dave Zimmerman. We call him Zim. He's an expert on cheese, a cheese whiz, you might say. I did say this. See, he just said groan. We're talking about cheese because you like cheese more than anybody I've ever met in my life. And the thing that always comes to my mind is the first time I ever saw your Facebook page. Years. I mean, 2007, whenever. Where you can write something about yourself. All you wrote was, I like cheese. It's delicious. Do you feel like that kind of sums up everything?
Yeah, I think it sums up... It sums up my opinion on social media in general than it does my thoughts on cheese specifically.
So cheese is more of a metaphor in that respect.
Kinda, I guess. I don't know. I never really thought about it. It was just one of those things. Tell us about yourself. I like cheese. Okay, done.
Well, would you say that you discovered you liked cheese before you discovered you liked writing code?
Yeah. As far as I can tell. I think I've always liked cheese. I mean, it is delicious.
Well, we're going to play cheese facts. I've got some true or false here. I've got some multiple choice. I've got some weirdness.
I should clarify, like, I'm not really an expert on cheese. I just like it. So
you're being humble.
I don't know. I guess we'll see.
Well, the first question actually has nothing to do with cheese in and of itself, but an entity that serves cheese. True or false, Little Caesar's pan oil is recognized as a fossil fuel.
Oh, yeah, because you can use it in those oil diesel engines, I would assume. I don't know. Maybe not a fossil fuel. I don't know if that's the correct term, but they have those...
Yeah, that run off the oil.
...diesel engines that you can run off vegetable oil. So I would say kind of. I mean, don't diesel engines work on different principles than internal combustion engines?
I just don't know what's in pan oil. I don't know if I want to know.
I don't know either.
It was a facetious question.
Vegetable oil, butter, stuff like that, I guess. I know it's good.
It is.
And they actually use it on practically everything, not just
pieces.
It's like that's also the butter that they put on the crazy bread.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. And if you get mild wings, it's just
there's pan oil on those too.
Yeah, they dilute the hot sauce with pan oil.
I see. Now you're giving away recipe secrets here, man.
Hopefully Little Caesar's corporate doesn't come crashing down on me.
All right, true or false, cheese is more popular than cigarettes.
True, I hope.
That is true. True or false, coffee is more popular than cheese. See, this really isn't a fair question, yeah, because you're like into coffee.
I'll say true, just on a guess. I mean, caffeine's addictive. I don't think cheese is. I mean, it's good, but it's not addictive.
It's good, but it actually is more popular than coffee. Research allegedly shows.
I guess because kids can have cheese too. Kids can't have coffee. Kids shouldn't have coffee.
And kids shouldn't have cigarettes.
That's true.
Now, true or false? Cheese is more popular than chocolate.
I didn't realize that these questions were all going to be based on relative popularity. cheese more popular than chocolate?
Mm-hmm.
I'll say yes.
It actually is. And this was a lead-up. This was a lead-up to another question regarding worldwide cheese production. True or false? Worldwide cheese production is more each year than the production of tobacco, coffee, and cocoa beans and tea combined.
Well, based on the direction that these previous questions have led me, I'm going to guess yes, true.
That is true. More cheese is produced every year than tobacco, coffee, cocoa beans, and tea combined.
I'm going to learn something new every day.
See, I promised you it would be a good experience.
Educational.
Now, this is more of a not really a factual question, but have you ever had camel cheese?
No, I have not.
Would you, does the idea of camel cheese even appeal to you?
I wouldn't say it appeals to me, but I would try it.
You would?
Yeah.
Because it is, it along with buffalo and goat are two of the most popular alternatives to cow cheese. I never really thought of making cheese, you know, with camel milk.
Yeah, you can pretty much
extra sharp dromedary cheese or something like that.
Any animal milk, technically, couldn't you?
Yeah, it gets scary after a while, though.
Yeah, there's going to be some weirdos on the internet talking about people cheese.
Now, see, you're planting the seed in their head now, man.
I take no responsibility for anything associated with that.
Do you know how many pounds of milk is required to make 1 pound of cheese?
Actually, I do. I think it's roughly 10 to 1, 10 pounds of milk to a pound of cheese.
Yeah. It's kind of like snow. 10 inches of snow equals 1 inch of rain.
Is that right?
Yeah. Sweet. 10 pounds of milk to 1 pound of cheese.
I should have prefaced this with a comment. My wife, before we were married, actually worked at a cheese plant.
Did she really?
Mm-hmm. Southwest Cheese, back in New Mexico.
What did they do? Did they specialize like cheese? Extra sharp? Did they produce all different kinds?
They make different kinds. I don't remember all the specifics. She worked there, not me. I just remember her talking about like the way they make cheddar. It struck me as interesting because cheddar cheese is naturally white. They add coloring to make it yellow. And so
really,
when you buy cheddar cheese, that's the one that has the coloring added. But then when you buy white cheddar, like people call that white cheddar. Well, that should be called cheddar.
That's an actual
and
cheddar.
And cheddar should be called yellow cheddar. And it's the opposite. I don't know why.
Never knew that. Mm-hmm. Always wondered why it was
that way.
Yeah. So cheddar cheese. See, you heard it here first. Now you know. True or false, mold is delicious.
Technically, it could be true if you like those kinds of cheeses.
You like blue cheese, gorgonzola, and stuff like that?
Not really. I'm a very plain kind of person. Like, people give me shit because my favorite ice cream is vanilla.
But you can do anything to
if
vanilla.
If you ask me my favorite cheese, it's probably mozzarella, you know, something.
Well, true or false, mozzarella is the most popular cheese in the world.
I would say true, just because it's on so much.
Yeah.
It's the main cheese on pizza, and everybody loves pizza.
True or false, cheese helps protect your tooth enamel.
I would say true by virtue of, I don't know, calcium?
Milk. That's exactly it.
I would assume anything true for milk is at least partially true for cheese.
It would have to be, I guess.
Kind of. Unless it's specific to whey.
Whey. No way.
A little bit. Because they don't come, like, don't, isn't that the actual difference between cheeses is like how much of the whey they leave in and when they take it out and stuff like that.
See, this is where I ask, didn't you say you really don't know that much about cheese?
I don't know that much. I mean, I know stuff just from...
Whey is always like included as an ingredient, though, when you look on the packages, it seems.
Curds and whey. Don't you know Little Miss Muffet?
You learn something new every day. So out of these three countries, who eats the most cheese per year in the world? A, the U.S., B, France, or C, Switzerland? And this is totally off the cuff.
I'll say U.S. out of the three. I would think we eat more than France because we're bigger, both geographically and physically as individuals. So, yeah, I'd guess the U.S.
We actually come in second to France.
Oh, wow.
The average person eats about 33 pounds of cheese in America per year. And the French average about 57 pounds per year. I guess it's all the brie and all that. They drink wine and they got to eat something with it.
I didn't know I was French.
All right, so we got a couple more here. The true or false, the average American will eat a full ton of cheese in his or her lifetime.
Wait, what did you say the average yearly American consumption was?
The average yearly question was it's what, like 33 or 34 pounds.
A ton of cheese in a year. Well,
and his or her full lifetime.
30 pounds a year. Yeah, I'd say a ton.
You are correct, sir.
30 times, what's the average life expectancy? 70, something something like that.
70, 75.
30 times 70, that's more than a ton.
Yeah, it's a lot of cheese.
So
finally, last question. True or false, the world's most expensive sandwich is a grilled cheese sandwich that retails for $214 and contains gold flakes.
That just sounds stupid, so I'll say true.
Yeah. It's a restaurant called Serendipities. Serendipity's quintessential grilled cheese sandwich made with a rare Italian cheese, truffle spread, and gold flakes. I can't imagine spending $214 on a sandwich like that. It just doesn't make sense.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
What do you call cheese that's not yours?
Oh, God. What?
Nacho cheese.
And with that, thank you for tuning into this week's Mind Your Business podcast. Zim, thanks for sharing your cheese knowledge.
How does my cheese knowledge correlate to business or web stuff in general?
It does not.
There's got to be some kind of tie in there.
People are getting to know us.
I like cheese. Come by my websites.
From the minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.
The Samuel L. Bronkowitz Production.